Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Don is the author of Accounting for the Numberphobic, a survival guide for small business owners. I encourage you to check out all the things that she has on her website at bestsmallbizhelp.com, and including her 5-week challenge to increase profits by 50%. Please check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, you're going to, in this 5-week challenge, you're going to show them how they can look inward inside their four walls.
Yep.
And find opportunities that they probably were missing to grow their profits. And probably a lot of the things you're going to tell them that you're going to discover are totally counterintuitive for them. But another thing, though, is what you're going to help them with outside their four walls, right? And that's,
yeah.
And that's the customers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what, Jim? It's really the 5 weeks correlate to 5 steps. And the first step is to fix the books. Because you know what? You can't make good decisions if you don't have good data. So we make sure that the books are clean, they're accurate, they're timely, and they're complete. So the first week is about fixing the books. Second week is about improving gross margin, and you run your business on gross margin. You don't run it on revenues, which is why it's so important to know which customers are profitable and which ones are not. So let me give you a fact nobody ever knows, and it's not from me. It's from Harvard Business School. If you're like most businesses, a third of your customers are profitable, a third are at break even, and
right.
a third are underwater.
Right.
And most business owners have no idea which customers are which. They think their big customers are their most profitable, and that's not necessarily the
mm-hmm.
case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we want to improve overall gross margin...
We tend to gravitate toward them because we get a lot of cash flow from them.
Well, we think we do, okay?
Yeah.
But these large customers tend to ask for all kinds of crazy
right.
stuff that costs us a lot of money.
That's
so
right.
a lot of times the large customers that, oh, by the way, tell us what they're going to pay. They don't ask what the cost is, right, because they have all that negotiating leverage. So a lot of times these large customers cost us so much money that we're not actually making money, or we're not making nearly as much as we think we are. And I've had clients that are in this 5-week challenge who have actually fired some of their large customers, and they've made more money. They have more capacity to be able to be working with the customers that are actually making them money. But now they know the difference between them. Or they go back to the large customers and they say, listen, you know, we need to renegotiate this contract,
mm-hmm.
or we need to look at, you know, what types of services that we're providing for you. And if we're doing something that's very special, we need to get compensated for
exactly.
that. Or, you know.
And they'll pay you. And if your special sauce is that good, they
yes.
will pay you for it.
Yes,
but if
yes.
you don't know, if you don't have the real dope on what these people are doing for you or to you,
yes.
then you don't have the backbone going in to make the hard decisions and stick with it.
But that's right. And not only that, Jim, but a lot of these business owners have no idea what their true costs are.
That's right.
They have no idea, which is
right.
why the books
which
so
means
important.
They can't, which means they can't come up with their gross margin.
Yes, that's right.
A true gross margin.
That's right. And so they can't manage to. So let me give you an example of what that looks like in real life. So there was a jewelry designer that I was working with in this 5-week challenge. And this guy couldn't pay the bills. And he figured the way he was going to solve the problem is he was going to sell more, find more clients. He only had 10% gross margin. So every time he actually sold an item, he was losing money, but he didn't
right.
know it.
Yeah. Because he probably needed 30%.
And his largest customers were the least profitable. Yep. 30% is the absolute minimum you need to have. So the second thing is we get that gross margin to 30%. We find a way with both the product, the pricing, and also customer base. And then we shift the balance and make sure that we're selling products and services that are profitable. And then the next thing we do is we look at our customer base, and we look to see where the opportunities and the risks are. And everybody leaves with a 90-day plan in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're accountable to me. And I'm a tough taskmaster.
Because right.
I can't stand watching people flounder for 10, 15 years. right? When the answer is right underneath their feet.
Right. Give us the other three steps.
Okay. Well, so the first one is to fix the book. Second one is we want to make sure that their gross margin.
Right.
First of all, we need to know where it is.
Quickly.
Right?
3, 4,
and
5.
Then change their pricing, shift the balance of their products and service line. And last is we need to know which customers are profitable and what the customer strategy should be.
Sounds good. And folks, check all that out at bestsmallbizhelp.com, right, Don?
Yes. Or they can reach me at dfotopoulos@gmail.com.
All right. So check that out. Accounting for the Number 4 book. That's the book. Don, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.